Now, you may think that you don't have a track record in investing, but you do have a track record, and that's your credit report.
That's step two, right?
Exactly.
So step one is be prepared. Step two, they're going to ask for your credit history anyway.
Exactly right. Now, there's a little bit of a problem when you're talking to a lender about your credit report. He's going to get a credit report on you.
Regardless if you have one or not.
Exactly. The problem is that he cannot, by law, discuss with you what's on that credit report that he got.
So that's why you recommend for somebody like me or anybody just starting out, pull your credit history. How does a person find their own credit history report?
You can check with a bank, and they can give you the address of a local office of a credit reporting agency, or even on the internet. There's a number of sites where you can order your own credit report. The cost is modest, and you can get actually what's called a tri-merge. There's three major credit reporting agencies. They'll merge the report. They'll send it to you in the mail, or you'll be able to download it off the internet. This gives you something that you can go in and talk to the lender about, because he can talk to you about the one that you have, just not the one that he has.
That's a very important point, because if you don't have one, he has one.
Exactly.
The big distinction is he's going to make a decision based upon what his report says, and if you don't have one, you have no recourse on that one. There's nothing you can say.
Exactly. Now, we need to get back to being prepared. Before you go in that first time, you want to order that credit report because, let me tell you, there's going to be errors on it.
And the errors could be late payments.
Well, it could be reporting of credit that doesn't even belong to you.
Oh, blemishes that somebody else did or mistakes.
Exactly, or social security number is similar or a name is similar.
You could have lost your job and been late a couple of times, or you have medical expenses.
Exactly, and the thing that you want to do is first work at correcting your credit report. Make sure that any items that don't belong to you are removed. Things that are questionable, say, as Robert just said, you may have lost your job or been laid off for a period of time last year or year before, and you were late on some payments at that point. But since then, you've got a new job, you brought your payments current. The thing that's important is that you provide to the lender a written explanation of those items that show slow pays.
So that makes his job easier again.
Exactly, because you're already providing him with an answer. You're prepared, you know he's going to ask the question, and you're prepared with an answer.
Right.